Ice sparkles in the sun, like diamonds, like jewels, thousands of them shining in the white. Beyond, the blue dark water. Above, the blue light sky. And out in the bay, the red of my ship. Red against the sea, the sky, red against the ice. Red there, calling out to me, don't stay away too long. I sit down on a worn couch and drink my coffee. It isn't very good, milk and too much sugar, but I don't mind. Someone made it for me, and that's enough. I will drink it. I will enjoy it, sitting here in this room. Casey, Antarctica. Antarctica, inside, looking out. Benny found me after breakfast and said I could go across, visit the station. Just a few hours. My prize for missing the party. Opposite me, there are two men asleep in chairs, magazines open on their laps. One is snoring softly. He has a thick red beard, even though the long hair on his head is brown. It is impressive, this beard. The beard of a winterer. A long, cold year of solid effort. Sometimes my father would come home with a beard like this. Strange and rough. And I would not recognize him after he had been away for so long. I would look at him from a distance, study him from the doorway. Wonder who this strange man was who knew me so well. Was it really him? My father, with brown hair like mine, but on his face, a beard of red clear to see. Red, bright like fire. Red, bright like flames. I touch my own face, feel the stubble on my chin. I could never grow a beard like that, not full. My beard would not keep my skin warm in the cold. I only need to shave once a week, and that is something at sea. I look over at the pile of magazines on the coffee table near the sleeping men. I want to get one, to read some old news from the world, but I stay put. I don't want to wake anyone. They have been working hard, their hands stained from the resupply, so I just sit. I take it in. I drink this strange coffee. I look around. It feels lived in, the room, stuffed full of life. In the evenings, men crammed in, seats hard to find. Some stand by the pool table, some at the bar. There is laughter and there are arguments. There is joy, there is wanting. The mundane day to day, all here in this room. The years here, in the corners, against the walls, years walked into the faded carpet. The echoes of men. The sun hits my face. My eyes follow the rays to the glass of the square windows. There, beyond the brightness, I can see a hill made of stones. Brown against the white. Brown, the color of the earth. So out of place. A kingdom of rocks in the snow and in the ice. Something inside me kicks alive, stings like memory. Familiar, real. I stand, move closer to the window. I keep looking at the hill, a hill of stones, a hill of rocks. Something hits the floor, a magazine, and the man with the red beard wakes. He stretches his arms, his eyes surprisingly green and young and wide. He looks at me. Hi, he says. Hi, I say. He picks the magazine up off the floor and puts it on the table. He stretches out again, stands up. I look to the window. What is this place? I ask, and I point at the hill, to the stones. The man comes closer, squints into the light. Reeves Hill, he says, and he stares with me for a while at the scene out there. Then he looks at his watch. Time for lunch, he says.